Welcome to the Council of Moms. I'm really excited to have Hillary, Joe, and Wendy here today. The Council of Moms. We don't tell you what to do because we know it doesn't work.
Exactly.
The Council of Moms, made with real moms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here they are. Here are the real moms.
100%
welcome to this. Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Grade A, I might say.
New.
Wait, is that objectifying? Listen, I take it back. Okay, listen. I love having this conversation with real moms. We're already starting off having a good time. We got our beverages. We've got our hard-won, hard-earned knowledge within us, and we're counseling together about issues that affect most parents. And so let's just dive in. Today's question is, how do I have fun or more fun with my older kids when all I really want to do is correct them? Oof, right?
Oof.
We all have that impulse of like, hey, don't do that. Why are you like that? Why did you say that? Da, da, da. And it's harder as they get older, I think. That's been my experience. Because when they're little, it's just all, it just seemed easier. So how can you have more fun as with older kids or as they get older when you just feel that urge to be like, no, don't do that?
So I have kind of a range of kids. I have four kids. Oldest is almost 26 and the youngest is 16. And I think as they've gotten even older, I've gotten a little better at it. When my oldest ones were first teenagers, there was a lot of cringing of like, oh my gosh, who are you going to be as an adult? So I'm here to say part of it does get better. But I feel like part of parenting is realizing that your kids are not you, and your kids are actually their own type of people. So you just have to get to know them a little bit, like figure out what they like to do. And sometimes as a mom and a parent, you just have to say, okay, we're just going to do what you want to do. So that means I'm going to sit here and play Mario Kart with you, or I'm going to figure out what Minecraft is, or, you know, it's just like a regular relationship where you have to figure out where that common ground is, and you can, you know, figure that out together. And sometimes that does mean you just have to sit and do what they want to do for a little bit.
Sometimes
and that's okay.
It means Mario Kart or Pokemon cards.
It does. But that's sometimes where of that, like, genuine conversation is also going to happen because they're doing something that they like to do. So you're like, okay, let's lock in and do this.
Right.
Has that ever paid off for you? Like, where you're like, oh, actually, I like this.
I do feel like it has. There's been a few things that definitely, and also seeing your kids do what they like to do is a great thing as a mom. Like, watching them do what you want to do. Even if it's something that I'm highly unskilled at. Like, they are going to kill me every time on Rainbow Road of Mario Kart. But they also have fun watching me attempt it and try it. But it's fun to watch them do it. And I do feel like even though as teenagers they aren't going to say it, as adults they will remember that you sat down and played with Mario Kart for 2 hours even though you didn't want to do it. They'll remember that you did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have three girls and they're 10, 7, 4. So I don't have older kids yet. For me, I just try to like have fun with them now and be really silly. So it kind of establishes, you know, mom is fun and mom, we can all play with mom. And then usually when they're doing something, they will see my face shift and they're like, oh, that wasn't a good thing that we do.
Oh, do your kids read your face?
Oh, wait a minute.
That has been the hardest part of parenting for me.
Yes.
Is that I'll be like, no, it's great. And they're like, Mom, look at your face.
Yeah. You're like, you're actually mad. Or you're like, no, I'm not mad.
No, I'm not mad.
Yeah. So I teach high school and I'm watching these students like be silly and then make mistakes. And the mom in me is like, don't do it. You know, because I'm like, I was once a teenager, so I'm also trying to remember, like, they are here as well, like, individuals, like Wendy was saying, and they're their own people, and they're going to have to kind of make their own mistakes to learn it. You know, like, sometimes you have a child that's like, oh, mom said don't touch the stove. I'm going to not do it. And then you have one kid that's like, well, I have to touch it to make sure it's really hot, and then they have to learn for themselves.
Yeah, I'm going to touch it five times and see how different it is.
Because they won't learn, and so, like, they're just different kids. And so for me, I'm trying to like let them navigate and like still have fun and just, you know, be like an open book. And I'm like, I'm always going to be honest with you so that when they do get teenagers, like, yeah, we want to hang out with mom. And, you know, if she says don't do something, like, there's a meaning to it versus like mom always says no, you know, and, you know, because I said so. Because I will always give my kids a reason of like why not to do it, because I myself, I question everything. And so if you'd let them know the reason, then I feel like when they get to be teenagers and then you say, hey, this is great, but maybe let's do this a little different. They're like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you're always giving your kids, well, because I said so, I think when they grow up, they get to get this mindset of like, they probably don't even want you to be included in what they do and, you know, or come scared to tell you like they made a mistake.
Yeah. Or they hide it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing that my mom told me that turned out to be very true, she has an excellent track record, let me just say, by, you know, telling me something and then it actually happening or
what's
being
her name?
True. Her name is Jill.
Jill, way to go.
Yeah. I know. The only thing she was wrong about, I will say, the only thing she was wrong about was Thai beanie babies. We were pretty certain that those were going to set us all up for early retirement, not to take the tags off, you know. That was the only thing she was wrong about.
Listen, everybody, you can't have a perfect record. Sorry, Jill, to publicly, you know, lay out your dirty laundry when you were wrong.
Sorry,
but, you know, like, but it's with great love. It's with great love.
But one thing she told me that was true and is that the bigger your kids get, the bigger their problems get. And I think that that's so important to remember also that we might not, even if we have a kid that shares everything with us, we don't know everything that's going on in their lives. And they're being told by everyone else around them that they're not enough, they're not measuring up. And so if that's the only thing that they're getting from us here at home, then, you know, that's just a lot for a teenager or an older kid, younger, any age really, to take on and to carry that with them. And so one thing that I really try to do is point out for every one thing that I'm getting after them about, I try to look for at least three things to just be like, hey, thanks so much for getting this done the other day, you know? Or even if I had to be the one that asked them to do it, I still thank them for for getting it done. And also, the other thing I wanted to say is the older they get, the more intentional you have to be with the time that you spend with them. I love what Wendy was saying, you know, to do the things that they like to do. And I think that's so important, is find something that you're teen or your older kid likes to do and do that with them and be very intentional with that time, not bringing up anything else into that space or that time that you're spending with them, not bringing up any things that are bugging you about them or that they haven't gotten done. And you just make sure that you have that time with them one-on-one. And one of the best ways also is to just like plan vacations. And I'm not saying you have to go anywhere. We've done a lot of staycations. And I just think that when you're being really intentional with that time that you're spending with them, you're strengthening that relationship so it doesn't feel like you're constantly nagging them and contributing to all of this that they're getting everywhere else in the world, which is you're not enough, you can't measure up and that sort of thing.
Oh, I really like that. Because implicit in the question of like, how do I have more fun with them when I have that impulse just to correct them all of the time, is that like we want to have fun and have a good time, but somebody has to be in charge. Somebody has to plan the, you know, plan everything and clean it up and make the food or whatever it is. And we can involve them in that and not be a martyr about it, for sure. But like the buck stops here with moms, you really do. And there is that impulse. And I'd love to ask you guys about that part of the question then, of you want to correct them. You see something in them that you're like, hey, like whether it's, oh, you're complaining a lot, or you're always looking on the negative, or you're being sneaky, or like we're talking about things that you do worry about training them for, and you feel like, well, I'm the parent, you know, I'm not the friend, I'm not that, like, I see this unique thing in you that I want to make sure that I correct, but I don't want that to be all of our relationship. So I love that, like what you said, Joe, about like, I'm showing them I can be silly, I can do these things, like I'm establishing that. But when you have that impulse, let's talk about that. Like, when, where is it appropriate? How can you make sure that that doesn't get in in the way of like all the fun stuff that you want to do.
Yeah, I think timing is really critical with that. And especially like Hillary was saying, as they get older, you just have less time. I feel like my time with my kids is like just all of a sudden just zooming out the door as they're driving on their own and going to their own things and working and have a life. But the timing is really critical of when you say that. And I'll say something that Lisa actually said to me years ago when I was dealing with a hard teenager, when I really had all these things I just wanted to unload on her about what I thought about all of it. And Lisa just stopped me and said, she already knows. She knows exactly how you feel because you've been with her all these years and you've taught her all of these things and your values and the things that are important to your family. You've done that when they're the ages of Joe's kids, 4, 7, 10. You've done that already and they know that already. And maybe right now is not the time to unload that on her. And that was really important. I really had to step back several times and be like, she already knows this. She knows exactly what I'm gonna say. So sometimes you just have to lead with love first and make sure that they know that you love them. The world is gonna just hammer at our kids. And so in our home, they really need to make sure that they know that they're loved and appreciated and wanted and needed and preserve that relationship. So there certainly are times when there are certain things happening that you have to say, hey, later tonight, I just need like 5 minutes with you. And make sure it's not longer than that because nothing with teenagers more than a 5 minute conversation.
So true.
Except when they show up in your bedroom at 11 o'clock at night and say, can I talk to you? And you're like, oh my gosh, I just want to go to bed.
My late husband always saying, like, as our kids got older, he would say, can I give you some feedback? And I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
And he was like, I remember him very clearly saying, you tell the boys too many things in a row. Mm-hmm. It's not that what you're saying is bad and that they don't need to, you're telling them too many things. You can tell them one or maybe two things yeah. mm-hmm. at a time. Yeah. And I was so mad. I was like, they're not idiots. And and he was like, as one of those boys, like you can't tell them all the things, just choose. And mm-hmm. that's always stuck with me. I think we're all like that as humans, but I'm like, yeah. And another thing, it's not helpful.
That's true. One or two things, a 5 minute conversation when you need to talk about like some correction of whatever's happening.
Unless they want to get more into it too.
Right. They certainly can. And I do love what Joe said about play. I feel like as adults, we kind of forget.
Don't you think that's underrated?
We forget how to mm-hmm. play and be silly. And it's so important for our kids to see us do that and to be real people. Yes.
Yeah.
I just got together with my siblings this summer and we just had a blast. And I got home and my kids who had seen all the pictures and things were like, that seems so fun. Like, I'm so glad that you went and did that and like went line dancing and were silly with your adult siblings. You know?
Tell them what you did, because I think this is great to model and to talk about, because I think it would help our kids so much. Because sometimes people don't know, like they don't give themselves permission to be silly as they get older.
Yeah, and I just actually, I saw a post this morning on Instagram from somebody that said something about like, it's okay to like miss things now and then that your kids are doing. Like, it's okay to miss a game. It's important for your kids to know that you are a person that has things that you like to do, has a friend group that you meet up with, has a, like, I have a girl game night once a month that I go to. It's important for my kids to know that I am a person too, and they can get to know me. So yeah, with my sibling thing this summer, we all got together at my sister's. We all live so far apart, like coast to coast from each other. We got together at my sister's to watch the Olympics because we love the Olympics.
And like they love the Olympics, you guys.
Like we really do. Like
oh, I do too, actually.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like,
wow.
Like they had branded like, merchandise and yeah, snacks.
This isn't that my is cup, but my sister made us Olympic siblings cups.
I love the cup.
But it was so... important to like go and be silly. And we just like played games and went for walks together. And just like aside from our kids, we're people. And yeah, it is so important for your kids, no matter what age they are, to know, oh, mommy's going to go do this. And she isn't just my mom 24/7. So I will add one thing. My youngest was in therapy. All of my kids have been in therapy, yay, therapy and medication. Yes. And I went to this particular therapy session, and they were about 14, I think, and just struggling with lots of things. And one thing that the therapist said that I loved, they looked right at my kid and said, you need to get to know your mom. Like, your mom can't just do everything for you. So I want you to figure out a couple things that your mom likes to do and go do those things with her.
Yeah.
So it kind of flips the Mario Kart thing, right? Like, I can't just always come play Mario Kart with you. And I just love that that therapist said, listen, this is a relationship that you're going to have hopefully your whole life. Like, you need to get to know your mom and get to know the things that she likes to do and maybe be willing to go do that when she says, hey, does someone want to come work on this puzzle with me? You know, like, you have to do that. It's like a regular relationship.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I do too. I want to say something, go back to like the timing of when we bring this up with our kids and just give an example of what not to do. And I figured it all out. I took one for the team, y'all.
I love this. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, hold your applause. I didn't realize I was doing this, but apparently every time I would get in the car with my teenager to take him to work, that's when I would kind of unload on him, you know, and just...
It's a trapped circumstance.
It is. Yeah. And okay, it's nice because nobody else is around, you know, they can't escape it. But anyway, he got to the point where he didn't want to ride in the car with me and I couldn't figure it out, you know. He'd be like, no, I'll have dad take me or whatever it is. And and then it finally came out that it was that anytime we're in the car, I just, you know, hear all these things that you're... that I'm not doing or that I am doing that I shouldn't be or whatever it is. And so maybe with timing, don't take the – I think that those car rides could be precious time with your kids. And so I like what you said, Lisa, which is, you know, just give them a heads up even, like a little bit later this evening, if you have 5 minutes, I'd like to talk to you about something. And then it's not something that they start to just – push away from you or not want to be in the car with you because they know they're just going to get bombarded with all these things. So,
oh, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing because my youngest daughter, sometimes she'll text me like, hey, I need to talk to you about something later. And I'll be like, cool, cool, cool. What is it?
Yeah. Can we talk about it right now?
What? Like, just give me
just
an idea because
yeah.
My nervous system starts to go.
The anxiety.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't want to give that to my kids, but I have that. And she's always like, I'll talk to you about it later. Like, be cool. Like, I'm at school or whatever. And I'm like, I just need to know, does it involve a law?
Yeah.
Are you safe? Are you in danger? And she's like, it's like literally like what I want to do this weekend. Like, why are you freaking out? And I'm like,
Lisa.
Because you are the youngest of five children and you don't know all the conversations that I've had.
It could be anything.
Exactly. And my body is like, wait, what is this? Are we going to jail? What are we doing?
I remember you texted me about that, Lisa. Did she ever tell you? Did she ever tell you what it was? I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, we finally talked about it and it was nothing. It was like, can I borrow your sweater?
Wendy's
like,
been stressing about it for you too.
I know. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, when are they going to talk?
No, I hate that. If you tell me let's talk about something later, I'm like, no, let's just get it over with now. I can't do it. So
okay,
I don't want to do it to my kids because my kids are like, what, did I do something wrong? Because they worry. And so I just kind of try to find a time where
it depends
just,
on your kid.
Yeah, like really relax. And I'm like, oh, we're coloring. Hey, so the other day, you know, when they're already in a relaxed environment. Because with my kids, if I prep them that way, it won't go well. They'll just start panicking like me, like being called to a principal's office and you're doing that walk and you're going, what could it be? Like, I hate that so much.
Yeah.
So if it works really great for your kid, that's awesome. I don't like it. So I'm like, no, let's just figure it out now. Let's get it over with. Yeah.
Well, that's so interesting because sometimes when we feel like we need to correct, it's almost like all or nothing, right? And as you are modeling to your kids the appropriate like emotional responses and emotional health as you're doing it in real time, which is a lot of pressure on us. Yeah. That's why I like, as moms, I like to talk about it together, because it's like when you are anxious and you want to talk to about them about something and you want to correct them, or there's something on the top of your mind that you need to get out, you have to acknowledge that, kind of calm down, recognize when the best time is to talk to them, how to say it, when to do it, all in real time. And we're human too. And so we're not going to do it right. And so I hate getting, I sort of hate that. And I think that on the one end, we see people sort of go to the extremes, right? Like they get mad at their kids for doing something or wanting to correct them. So they're like, we're not having any fun. We're not going to, like, I'm mad at you and I need you to know that this is serious. So I'm going to show that I'm mad. But yet we also, on the other side, want to be loving and kind and say, you can come to me with anything and we'll figure this out together. And you have to somehow emotionally do all those things again in real time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot.
I think it's totally, especially maybe not young kids. It's okay when they get to be teenagers to show them some of that real time processing where you say, I want to talk to you about this. I need a minute.
But I'm so mad.
I need a minute. We are going to talk about this, but I need to take a few minutes. Yeah. Show them that like self-regulation that we think we have, but I don't have very well.
We pretend. You know?
And just try, I just need a second before we talk about this.
Yeah.
Hillary, you have so much fun. You share it on social media. It looks like you have a lot of fun with your kids. How did you create or encourage that kind of culture?
I don't know. I think that it's my personality to begin with is just to, especially, I mean, life is so hard. Life is so hard, guys. We all know this, right?
Wait, what?
No, newsflash. Newsflash. There's just so much, and it's really hard for me to deal with. And so my outlet is humor and just having fun. And one thing that we love to do, like I'll wake up my girls with my amazing dance moves. You know, I'll put on a song to get them out of bed.
You're a gift.
And and they either laugh or, you know, laugh with me or laugh at me. It's always
either
one
way,
of the two.
It's fine.
I'm good as long as there's laughter, right? And so I just think that is one way that I've found to be able to just lighten, not necessarily not take things seriously when they need to be taken seriously. We do that. Mm-hmm. But to not take it too seriously all the time and to just show my kids that it's okay to be silly. It's okay to, you know, be embarrassed sometimes. I mean, I guess.
That's a gift we give our kids.
It really is.
I will let you all bond. I let all of my kids bond by making fun of me. That's my gift to them.
That's exactly
right.
They
all love VR, you know, the virtual reality, the headset. Yes. You guys. And they were all doing it, and they were like, Mom, do it, do it. You would love it. Like, here's this art program, or here's this thing. And I was like, here's the thing. I know I don't like it. I know who I am. I've had enough life experiences. I don't want that one. But I was like, okay, I'll do it. Because, again, like, if I were saying, hey, please try this, I would want them to. It's like going this back and forth. And so I did it. And I did it for about 5 minutes, and I was like, cool, that was so cool. That was so cool. And then I went into the other room and threw up in the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I tried not to show them because I was like, I want them to think I'm cool.
Yeah.
And then I came out, and my son came in, and he was like, Mom, are you okay? And I was like, tops, thumbs up. Yeah, that was so cool. Technology is great. And he felt so bad, but he was like, Mom was willing
to throw up.
To like have fun. And I was like, you guys, I'm different than you in a lot of anyway. Oh, but just showing, like, I think that there's a lesson in that, in like recovery. Not that I threw up, but like you can correct your kid and say, hey, we don't do that under my roof. Like that is a house rule or whatever it is you're correcting. It could be a million things. Or I've noticed this about you, and this is a bad habit, or whatever it is. And then if you hold a grudge for it. They mm-hmm. or treat them differently or withhold either your time, attention. Like they can tell, and that sends another message that may be unintentional. But if you're just like, okay, we did that, we understand, we resolve, and hey, let's go do VR.
Moving or
let's
on.
Go do like yes. yeah, being able to pivot like that, I feel like has been a great thing in that I've learned.
Totally. And I think that's yeah. what I was trying to say with how I like to show them that we're serious about things when we need to be serious, but then we just let it go and we have fun and, you know, not let it ruin the rest of the weekend or the day or whatever it is. And yeah. I also want to say it's hilarious. My cute little 8-year-old, she always asks me, she's like, Mom, if I show her a video that I posted on, you know, I'm like, look at me. Look what I did. This is so like funny.
A lip sync.
Like, I think
isn't
it's hilarious.
It cool?
Yeah. And she just kind of looks at me. She's like, Mom, are you ever embarrassed? Are you ever like, and I'm like, oh,
so concerned for you.
I'm actually not. I yeah. should probably have more shame, but I don't. And, but then at the same time, I'm like, I want to teach her to not be embarrassed, you know, to just have yeah, fun and yeah. not worry about what everybody else thinks. And that's just such an important lesson, I think, that we can yeah. teach our kids.
Yeah. I started doing that now when my kids have their friends over. I just will start dancing or singing and they'll give me the look of like, your mom. I'm like, I don't even care. And then I think my daughter got so used to, she's like, yeah, that's my mom.
That's what she does.
She used to be like, no, go to the other room. Don't stay yeah. here. And now she goes, yep, that's just who she is. And the whole class is like, oh, yeah, that's Zara's mom. Because I'm like, I'm showing
them now. Don't you want to preserve that? Yeah. yeah. Don't you want yeah. that yeah. to always be like that?
Yeah. And so now it's not even a big deal. It's like, oh, yeah, you like to dance. And my mom is silly. And so when her friends love to come over, it's like, oh, hey, like they feel comfortable. And it's not a household where it's like, oh, they can't make a mistake. Oh, I spilled yeah. my, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, and I'm also really good at apologizing to my kids.
Oh, I like that.
Because they're like, if I misunderstood their tone, because I have all girls, you know, it's very emotional. And like, well, I didn't mean to say that. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you did. So I was upset. So I'm really sorry. And they're like, oh, that's okay. And so I apologize so that I'm like, oh, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I didn't realize I did so-and-so that, you know, affected you. And I'm really sorry. So I let them know as well. And even like, I know if they're mad and if we're in a little tiff, and I go, you know what, I need like a minute, because even though I'm mom, I still have a lot of feelings, so I need a minute to process so I can calm down and talk to you. Is that okay? They're like, okay. And then I'm like, hey, I'm better now. So I'm just trying to like model that as well.
I love that. Well, you're mm-hmm. giving them permission to do the same.
Yeah. And so I'm like, well, I can't tell them to do this, but I'm not doing it, because, you know, so it's because I didn't grow up that way. And so mm-hmm. for me, I'm like, I want, because I was terrified of my mother.
Oh.
Because it was very, so I'm from Ghana, and so the culture is so different. It's like, you're little, and because you're the younger one, you're never going to be right, because I'm a parent. And so it's the relationship of that. And even if, like, mom was wrong, it was like, oh, well, mom is mom, and I'm the kid. And I'm like, well, I want that to be different, because I don't want my kids to be terrified of me to come to me and talk to me and be silly. So I'm like, well, I have to model that to be like, I make mistakes and I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to do this. I didn't mean to do that. And so I think it's really important as like, as you're having fun. Yeah. And if you make a mistake, let your kids know and say, hey, I'm sorry I did that. So then they're open to come to you and go, hey, mom, I'm sorry that happened on their end.
I love that. I think that's such a huge influence. Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
really
that's such a big jump for you to do. So yeah. I totally applaud yeah. you for doing it's that awesome. With them. So, okay. so important.
I'm yeah. trying. Not perfect yet, but there are some days where I'm like, I'm in the closet with Dr. Pepper.
We all are. I
mean, yes, see? Yes, real yes, help yeah. for real moms. Yes. This has been yes. such a great discussion. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Hillary and Joe and Wendy, for being authentic, for being real. And sharing your ideas, your successes and failures, because it helps us all. And here on the Council of Moms, I feel really passionately that you need everyone listening. You need to build your own in real life, in real time, Council of Moms. The moms who have different ages, backgrounds, kids, you know, all of the things. I think it makes us stronger and it makes it better. We help each other out in different ways that we hadn't considered, but we get the benefit mm-hmm. of each other's experiences. So I thank mm-hmm. you for going out on a limb for that. And I this would just love everyone listening to this. If you enjoyed this conversation and really understand the power of this Council of Moms, please share this conversation with someone that you love. Share this conversation. Just say, you know, who could use that? I would love to send this as a gift to one of my friends or two of my friends. If everyone did that, I think that it would really encourage moms to feel like less alone and have more ideas and more support. Because as Hillary said, I don't know if anybody's told you, but life is hard. And we all need, so the cat's out of the bag, you guys. We all need help. And we hope that this Council of Moms has been helpful for you. Again, thanks so much. And we'll see you next time.